Welcome to What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer. I'm your host, Matt Apodaca, and today we're talking Weezer's latest release from their Seasons project, Summer. And you know I'm joined by a very special guest. You know her from Star Trek, Lower Decks, Space Force, the podcast Yo Is This Racist, and her album Material Flats. It's Tawny Newsome. Hi, Tawny.
Hi, I'm here and nothing is wrong.
Nothing is wrong historically.
Yeah.
Nothing has ever been wrong.
Nope.
Ever.
We're doing fine, and there's no glitches, and no one cares. Glitches.
No. From what I understand, Tawny lives where the purest amount of internet is.
Yeah, where angels fear to tread. I live. Actually, my internet situation has gotten better. The start of this podcast would not make that seem the case. But it really I really went from a real shoddy situation to now like a mostly reliable situation. Anyway, this is boring. But yeah, I live in the mountains and the internet can be wild.
And you know, not to bog everybody down with the recent weather we've had in California, but it's been a doozy. All right. So back off.
Yeah. And I know the rest of the country likes to make fun of us. And I used to be that, you know, Chicagoan being like, look at the tweets from LA. Everyone freaking out over rain. But yeah. I just want to say that thunder and lightning storms during fire season, that's a particular brand of hell. Okay.
Yeah.
And we all have a coupon to it. All right. Because it's coming our way fast.
It'd be as if Bugs Bunny was like, it's ducks. It's actually rabbit season when it's actually duck season. That's how crazy it would be.
Right. Like, when does that ever come around? Actual rabbit
season.
He's
never willing to admit it's rabbit season. He's always trying to, you know, kick the can down the hallway. He's like, no, it can't be. It's not for me. It's surely it's your season,
no.
Daffy.
Come on. Got to be somebody else's.
Here we go, talking about ducks. That's what we do.
But you did a good segue because you were talking about seasons. Look at that.
I've always got seasons on the brain, I guess.
I
have to. These releases, Tawny, they're coming for me four times this year. It's a lot of Weezer for me. That's saying something, because that's mostly what I listen to. But I guess I want to know, Tawny, what is your general? I know you're a musician, so you take in a lot of. I feel like you take in a lot of music. But like, what's your? I know you're a Talking Heads fan. What's your like general like music stasis? Like, what are you mostly into? Especially these days.
Ooh, these days, you know, just whatever's going to drown out the darkest thoughts.
Sure.
Whatever's going to quiet the most punishing feelings.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't know if I have a genre these days. You know, Kevin Bartelt and I were just talking about how the algorithm really has us figured out in like a dream pop, like a bedroom pop kind of place lately, and is feeding us more and more songs like that.
Yeah.
But I also, like, I always love just good old, like, tough rock and roll and punk and, like, classic stuff. Yeah, man, but I also, like, I've been getting a little more, I was never really good with, like, let's see, back in the 90s we called it acid jazz, so now, I don't know, maybe it's just kind of, like, fusion-y stuff.
Okay.
I didn't always love that, but I've found a few artists that I really like now, so I've been building little playlists off that. I'm all over the map, baby.
All over the map. You're Carmen Sandiego. That's great.
I'm just wearing a hat and a trench coat and nothing else.
Yeah, you're like, that's me, my big red hat. But it's a good normal one, not a bad one.
Yeah, definitely can't find me. I'm just wearing a matching fire engine red hat and trench coat.
yeah, absolutely not noticeable in any sort of way at all.
It's a huge magnifying glass in front of my face walking around Paris.
That can't be Tawny.
That's what I do. That's how I like to look.
I feel like you said you live in the mountains. It's kind of deserty over there, too. I feel like that has its own kind of like music kind of like vibe. Like, I feel like there's like, I don't know, like I was pretty into the one album that Them Crooked Vultures put out, because it was sort of like deserty, kind of like sort of dirty sounding rock. Like I kind of like that zone a lot too, and that doesn't come up a lot on here because these guys are the opposite of that.
Weirdo pop metal nerds.
Don't like to really, from what I understand, it doesn't seem like they like to be outside very much.
Nope.
Even though they're singing about the seasons,
they want to be indoors just meticulously fiddling with plugins.
They love plugins, they love a spreadsheet. I know Rivers loves a spreadsheet in particular.
I feel like that comes through in the music.
Oh,
I feel like I'm listening to several Excel sheets sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of tabs going. Yeah. And not guitar tabs. These guys are classically trained.
Come on.
They don't do that. Except I, you know, who am I to knock tabs? I can't do nothing.
Yeah, I can't read a tab. I can read a bass tab okay, but like, is it my choice? No.
I can barely open a tab cola.
Hey, and you shouldn't. The aspartame will rot your guts.
Oh, I mean, at this point, sweet release.
Sweet and low. What's happening?
We're talking sugars.
We're talking sugar substitutes. Oh,
no. Here we go. Let's get to the voicemails. Just kidding. Okay, so I guess I ask all my guests this, and I, because it's, you know, I know that not everybody's where I'm at with this in particular. But base level, where are you at with Weezer? What's going on?
Where I'm at is, for the first part of Weezer's life,
mm-hmm.
I was with them until Maladroit.
Wow, okay. Like, that's further than some.
Yeah, and what is that? Six albums? Five?
That's four. It's four.
It's just four? Wait, no, then I was with them one more, because the Beverly Hills was on what, Pink?
Beverly Hills was on Make Believe, which is after Maladroit.
And then there was a Pink album after that, right?
It's Red. But Red. I think Red is like about 2006, 2007, I think.
Yeah. That tracks. Man, Maladroit's earlier than I thought. I really
Maladroit's 2002.
Wow. I thought I was going to wow you and you were going to be like, you stayed with them so long.
This is still pretty far. Like most people are like, I listened to the first two albums and that's it. And then I was like, okay, well, this wasn't much of a conversation, was it?
Yeah. And it's over now.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, it's you and everybody else who claims to be a fan. But that's pretty far in. So like, what, like, I guess that's such an interesting perspective to me. What made you drop off after Red? Like, you're like, you know what? Maybe this wasn't my favorite.
I don't totally know what made me drop off. It wasn't me going, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Like that. I didn't have like a moment.
Yeah.
I think I just stopped. Well, you know what I can tell you? If it was, so what year was Red? Like 2010?
It was actually 2008. I just looked it up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Then I know exactly what. I made a hard shift for the way I consumed media. Because up until then, it was primarily, okay, so for the first three albums, it was CDs. I was going down to the Amoeba Records in San Francisco. I was asking for the new Weezer release, but also, I mean, not the first one. I guess I was like a legit child for the Blue album.
Yeah.
But like definitely for Pinkerton and for Green, I was like going down there being like, I want this Weezer CD. And then I want like another CD that makes me seem cooler and edgier so that the record store guys respect me.
Yes.
And then, in like the mid aughts, I was definitely like switching from any sort of CD based or like Napster or LimeWire based listening to like hardcore blog listening. Like I was on all the like hipster runoff, Aquarium Drunkard, all those like indie fringy weirdo blogs that I would literally like refresh and read about whatever weird shit MIA was doing and then go download that song. And so I think because Weezer wasn't, they weren't mainstream, they weren't on like terrestrial or satellite radio, and they weren't popping up in these fringy spaces.
Yeah.
I just forgot about them, man. I'm sorry for that.
I think that's completely fair, because like your time, if you had been online like around Green, around Maladroit, you would have found the Weezer online community. Maybe you would have got stuck there too, because like it sounds like you were drawn to like the online space, because like that was the time to be logged on for sure. Especially with things like Tumblr and like I feel like blog culture was really big like in the early aughts, right?
Yeah.
But like Rivers was on like the Weezer message board in
they had their like website, right?
Yeah, they had their they were one of like the first bands to have a website, it seemed like. And then like he was in the message boards like talking shit to fans and like,
yeah, like defending his theses and shit. I remember people telling me about that, and I was like, who has the time?
Apparently he does, because he's coded his own website now, like in the modern day, has released his own demos on this website, is very active in his own Discord. He's very logged on for somebody who seems to always be making music. I'm worried that he might be like a Howard Hughes type situation here, going, I got to check this guy's fingernail, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Where's he keeping them? Throwing them away?
The, That's the duck that flies a plane, right?
Yes, yeah, that's him. Yes, that's correct. Honey, don't look it up though. I can't have my guest being long wrong on this show.
Nah, never wrong. Always, no. Yeah. Always loud.
It's so okay. So I take it you were a fan. You were very into them. Like, what was like? I mean, was it Pinkerton? Like, is like, would you say like that's probably your favorite?
Yes, it was Pinkerton. But you know what? I just want to say that my Filipino and Japanese friends that I was primarily friends with because I grew up in the Bay Area.
Yes,
we were all into that shit, and none of us were really. We didn't have the language for it being problematic, but we did think it was like we noticed it and we talked about it. Probably not in the best ways, but I remember having some very scintillating conversations about those lyrics in there.
Oh, yeah.
With Asian women. And so we were, you know, we were 12, but we were talking about shit, okay?
Yeah, you're trying to get to the bottom of this. Like, hey, look, we were like, what's this guy?
This feels wrong and bad, but also it's a banger.
Yeah, what's he up to, though? I like this, but I don't really, I got my eye on this guy. What's going on here?
Also, I just read the play M. Butterfly, so does that mean I'm intelligent? Does that mean he's intelligent? Is this all bad?
You've certainly done more than most, right? Like, it's like, I feel like I'll read about like inspirations to songs or whatever, and I'll just be like, that seems interesting. I'll never investigate this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Who
knows what's going on? I already heard the song. What do you want me to do here?
I remember we once had to do like a history project. Yeah. It was a history or English, I don't know, some class. And we just, me and my friend Char and our friend Daniel rewrote the words to El Scorcho so that they were not about problematic things. They were about like, I don't know, fucking Truman standing trial for World War II or some shit.
We
performed it in class, like with a fucking amp and an electric guitar. And the class, we thought the class was going to be like, you guys are the coolest people ever. But everyone was like, you fucking nerd asses rewrote this song so in such detail.
Yes.
It was deeply uncool.
I feel like that's like the sort of like, at the end of the day, it's homework, right? Like homework's never going to be cool.
Even with a loud, loud Fender amp, it's never going to be cool.
No, yeah, you can do as much homework as you want, but if you're shredding, doesn't matter. It's still homework.
It's still homework.
You're trying to get an A.
Yeah, and what we got was a B flat.
Oh. All right, guys, that's the show. We're good.
Goodbye. Thank you. My internet gave out.
No, the internet, it provides, and it doesn't give out. It only gives. I do want to ask you, before we start moving on to some facts about the seasons, because you're a musician, and I've just, I asked, you know, you mentioned him earlier, Dr. Kevin Bartelt was on the show last season for Spring, and I asked him about, is he's ever played any Weezer songs on the drums? Have you ever performed any Weezer songs in a live music setting, perchance?
I honestly don't think I have, other than that history class. I think
that's,
in all
well,
of
that's
my...
actually huge. What a stupid question for me. Of course he did. I heard the story.
No, because I heard what was underneath the question, which was, hey, other than you being a dork-ass teenager who loved history, did you ever perform this in a real way for people who paid to see music?
And like, maybe they liked it?
No, because I think none of the people I ever played in bands with would have tolerated this.
Sure. Sure. Not even your version about...
Oh, man. You know what? Who just... Do you follow Noelle Wells on Instagram?
I do. Yes.
She just did a little... She and her pals were like on a little road trip and her buddy's playing guitar in the car and they just recorded it and it's so cute and she sings El Scorcho. I have El Scorcho on the brain.
Oh,
and
I'll
have
to go
look
at
this. Refreshing. Yeah. And she did kind of do a little update on the lyrics that made us all a little more comfortable.
Oh, good.
Just subtle enough. Just subtle. And yeah. Watching it, I was like, this
changing
is
the
delightful.
Age of the person to 35.
The age, maybe just like the first three words she changed, which I was like, phew,
oh yes,
I feel relief.
Yes. Yeah.
But
how
it was
about
cute.
You, nice girl that I'm attracted to?
Yeah, I think she said, "God damn you, all American boys," and I was like, yeah.
Oh, good. That's
cute.
Good.
It's summer. It's about to
that's
be Fourth
nice.
Of July.
Oh man, that's hot dog grilling music right there. I tell you what.
I wish she was grilling a hot dog in that video, but she was driving a car.
Would be very dangerous. Would not be, wouldn't be prudent. That's some X to the Z exhibit flourishes for the car. You can't have that going on. Pimp My Ride. No thanks.
No thanks. This single mom just wants to get her kids to school safely.
She doesn't need a washing machine in the back seat.
Oh, man. We're never going to get to the music, and it's
no,
great.
We'll never get to it, because I want to keep talking about Pimp My Ride. When I saw West Coast Customs for the first time in person, I lost my mind. Anyway. Let's get to some facts about the album here, okay? Like, let's get to what we're talking about. I don't know if you've heard Spring at all. Oh, I guess, like, have you heard any recent Weezer, past Red? Have you heard any?
What's the album that Cleopatra was on?
That's on Everything Will Be All Right in the End, and that's a pretty good one.
That album, okay, so I feel like because Weezer has so much output, it's rare that, like, something that they put out can make me poke my head up and go, oh my God, right, you guys are great. And that album, specifically that song Cleopatra, made me do that. And I remember going like, why the fuck am I not listening to every release? And then I probably listened to the next one and went, well, it's because it's just okay.
Right. Yeah, sure. And that one was produced by Rick Ocasek. So they brought him back for...
That's
so
why.
It had the Rick touch.
Yep. Oh, man.
He killed it.
That was great. That, like, time signature shift in Cleopatra is really stuff that makes me so happy.
They do really, I feel like on that album in particular, they do a lot of interesting things that they are otherwise afraid to try on some other albums. But I think the White Album, pretty good. One of my other late favorite ones as well. I really liked Spring of the recent, season's release. Mm-hmm. Van Weezer's pretty cheesy but kind of fun. It's like all like just it's riffy. It's just all riffs. It's
sure,
very
sure.
It's good. I if you want to take some extra time and go listen to those on your own time and
sure. Yeah, I'll listen to those on my own time.
You said you like homework, so it's your favorite
That's
thing.
That's true. Maybe I can rewrite it to talk about the fucking Iran-Contra conflict or something.
Let's go. Hell yes. Okay. So here's some facts about what we're about to listen to in a minute or so. This is the second release in the Seasons project, which is four EPs themed to the season, and they're all releasing on the first day of that particular season. So that it's a sort of weird release schedule. I think Spring came out on a Sunday, which is not when music comes out. Summer came out on a Tuesday, this past Tuesday, June 21st, right? That's right. Looking at my watch, that's correct. Yeah, this past Tuesday. And each EP has its own production style and motif based on the season. And Rivers described this EP's sound as 21st century 90s. 21st
wow.
century 90s. Take that for what you will. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I understand 90s. I was there.
I wonder if this supports what I think. Here's one thing I wrote down while I was listening to it.
What is
about
this?
Specifically about the production.
Okay.
I said, oh my God, where is it? Oh, I wrote vocal production too clean.
Too clean.
And yeah, like a little uncomfortably clean.
Like so they're like saying it right in your ears.
Yeah, like they just sound so wealthy, and this style of music needs a little grunge and grit, especially on his vocals. His vocals are all like, he's famous because he made a living out of sounding tortured.
Yes, yeah, it sounded like it hurt him to sing. I do think in the last, I was gonna say the last few years, but I probably honestly mean the last like 15 years, of Weezer, Rivers has become like obsessed with improving his voice, and like he Oof. Sounds good. Like, but it's like you gotta like, come on, you know
That's
what we
not
like.
What this band is for? I mean, like, no. But I guess it's like, well, the artists that don't evolve, they just stay the same. And what we can just go listen to the old records. So I get it as an artist.
Yes.
But it's not what most of us are tuning in to Weezer for. I don't feel
no. But at the same time, we could be having a Bob Dylan situation, right? Where he sounded one way before, and now he sounds like how he sounds. And nobody wants that.
And nobody knows where he is or what he's doing most of the time. So.
No. Yeah, exactly. It kind of just happens to you and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
He did it. But there's another one.
But look, I don't even know why I'm criticizing. Clearly, everything done is so methodical that it's like,
yes.
Okay, so you made a choice to make your vocals sound like this and you won. You beat every odd. You did it.
He still did, yeah, he and yet he persisted. He keeps going. and he won't be stopped, it seems like. We're getting two more albums this year, Tani. Two more.
Damn.
And you
that's
know,
a lot.
There's going to be it's I'm nervous. I'm nervous about it. One thing else I'll say about the theme of this album, Rivers said that aesthetically, the project is linked to 44 BC at the end of the Roman Republic.
No. I say no to that.
Okay, Tani says no. And I'm going to go with Tani on this one. Yeah, I'm not, you know, so this is where we've hit the homework limit with Tani.
Yeah.
Tani loves homework up to a point. And the intended emotion of the EP is youthful indignation.
Okay. Sure.
That's sort of, I mean, that's to me, that's the Weezer brand as far as I'm concerned. That's what they're all about. A couple other things real quick. They announced a 5-night residency on the Great White Way, as it's known, Broadway. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Is it a play? Is it just music?
It's music, I think. I don't know. They've been wearing costumes on Jimmy Kimmel when they've been performing the singles from these things. Okay. I would imagine there might be some of that. But it's going to be 5 nights, one night for each season, and then an encore. And then also they'll be doing sort of like Weezer hits. Sure. And they're letting fans in the fan club on the Discord vote for songs. So there's a good chance that if people went to this, they might hear songs they actually might want to hear. Like,
wow,
Pinkerton B-sides even. So if they get enough votes. Sure. I wrestled with the idea of flying myself to New York, putting myself up in New York, and going to all 5 nights. But I then decided that it probably wasn't worth
like $8,000.
Yeah, spending thousands of dollars and maybe getting COVID-19 again.
Yeah.
It's a no from me. As much as I miss the pizza, hopefully it comes to LA. They're LA guys. It's kind of weird that they're doing it there, but I get that like Broadway is like, you know, every rock band's dream to do Broadway.
They need to be somewhere that's more befitting of the costumes. More bands should just play regular concerts, regular shows, but dress in costumes as if they're in a play, but like a very specific play.
I would love that. I honestly would love that. I
want Arcade Fire to dress like they're in Oklahoma, but yes, just never address it. Just an Arcade Fire show.
That's sort of different than what I was thinking of. I was thinking of this like comedy band that I saw at a Festival Supreme a couple of years ago. They were like a really like shreddy rock band. I think they were called the Upper Crust, and they were wearing like powdered wigs and like that kind of like sort of like regal.
Oh, like barristers.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was really, really good. It was like like they had songs called like Down with Finishing School and things like that. It was really, really funny. I don't know who those guys are. I've never looked into them again since. This was in like 2012 or something. I really liked it when I saw it. And this finally, this record, this EP was produced by Daniel Amelio and Susie Shin, who's produced quite a few of their other records. And Tani, that's it for the facts. Why don't we take a quick break and come right back and play some freaking tunes?
Woo!
And we're back. How was that break for you, Tani?
Oh, I had such a long nap. Yeah.
Yeah, we took it like it's dark now.
Yeah, it's dark. Late. Did it scare you when you said, we'll be right back, and I just immediately shut my eyes and started
crying. You sort of like folded your arms in like an X across your body and like flipped mm-hmm. upside down like a Dracula. Yeah, like a bat. Not to
the
blow up your spot.
The original Dracula.
Yeah, you know, first comes the bat, then comes the Dracula. that's how it works. I don't make the rules. I didn't create the lore.
No, that's true. Yeah, I like to think of bats as lore. Oh, you mean Dracula? I guess that is lore. I thought you were just like disputing whether bats were
all real animals or are lore to me. I don't think they're real. Every animal is cryptozoology to me, as far as I'm concerned.
Until I see it, the burden of proof is on you. Okay.
Yeah, I've never once seen in my life
moles?
A barracuda. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
Show me.
Any sort of underground animal? No. Fish? Absolutely not.
Not until I see
some birds.
It.
Nah.
No, mm-mm. You won't convince me.
No. Yeah, nice try, animals. Good luck getting the word out. Okay, Tani, are you ready to hear some tunes?
I can't wait, man.
All right. This first one, this is the first song on the summer EP, and this is called Lawn Chair. So on this one, they interpolate the melody of the Largo movement from Winter by Vivaldi. Isn't that something?
I was going to say, the whole project feels very Vivaldi Four Seasons.
That's probably where they got the idea, if I'm being a... This guy... Okay, Tawny's back in her homework bag. Here we go. That's what I want to hear. Yeah. What do we think about this? I sort of, you know, it's an obvious way to kick off an album, right? Like, it's like very big sounding, triumphant.
Yep. I wrote down, as soon as the Baroque melody line started, I had the thought, I'm tired. Like, it's so effortful, but that's Weezer. But I was like, man, to start like this. It made me feel like I was going to be in for a long EP, which was not the case. I ended up enjoying the EP, but I was worried.
Okay, and then,
But then when that metal ass, that like hardcore metal band zing comes in and those big drums, then I was like, woo!
Yeah, you're like, okay,
this is baby.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's go. I saw them once and they played the hits first. This is actually for the Everything Will Be All Right in the End album. I saw them play. They played the hits first and they were acoustic and everybody was real mad.
Yeah.
And then they plugged in and played the whole album in full and everybody went nuts. Because that's what you want to hear. They have a specific sound. You love the crunchy guitars from Weezer. Yeah. And that's exactly what you want to hear when you see these guys.
They really did. They made like pop metal accessible for our generation.
Yes,
like,
they really did.
I can't say I was so cool. I was listening to metal before that. I didn't know shit about Pantera or any of that stuff. But then it really gave me an understanding of like the types of chord changes in that genre and the types of like hits and sounds and drum
Big
sounds.
Time.
And yeah, now I like some of it. Thanks to Weezer.
And those guys fucking shred too. Like they're really good. Like they're I don't know if you've seen them live, but they are so great live, and they put on such a fun show. It's like I don't know, they know exactly what the audience wants most of the time. And it's great. It's such a fun, it's a blast. I highly recommend going to see them next time they're in specifically your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
whenever they go there to the mountains.
They come here wearing costumes. I guess they just have to show if up and actually, play at my house.
If they show up in costumes, run.
Yeah, that's true.
Get out of there.
Then they're like, someone's overthrown some kind of government.
Yeah,
get out of here.
You've been doxxed by Weezer themselves. Okay, this is the next song on the EP, track number 2. Here it is, Records.
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go. I've got records in my head spinning out of control. They go round and around and again, round and around and again, round and around and oh yeah. Records in my head. I hear records in my head everywhere.
See, I like the way this sounds.
Yep.
I'm not so crazy about the record scratch. Don't hate it. Not crazy about it.
That is 21st century 90s though. I felt like I was listening to Crazy Town all of a sudden.
I thought he was going to hit us with, you're probably wondering how this I got here, huh?
It's a real Zach Morris freeze frame.
Oh, yeah. This is the second single, or the second single of the project, first single of the project.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good to know. This is a banger. I literally wrote down, I was like, Lawn Chair Records, is he just naming things after shitty seats at his house? And then I immediately wrote, wait, this is a banger. This one's a banger.
It's a really, really fun song. I think it takes this sort of like, I think it's a little more pop, but in like but it has like the other Weezer touches that you want. Like when you start getting that, those like hard drums, you get that crunch. The chorus is fun. I don't know. I think it's a really great song. It was released very interestingly. They debuted it on this app, this phone app called Human Record Player. And you have to play it. When you play it, you have to physically spin.
What?
Yeah. That's how you hear
the
song.
Wait, if you stop spinning, does it stop?
It stops, Tawny.
What if you get dizzy? What if you get sick? What if you get hurt?
You can't hear the song.
This is reckless as fuck.
You have to buy the MP3.
This is so reckless and scary. Yeah, who wants this?
You have to physically, I don't know how fast you have to go. I don't imagine it's like when you're a kid and you put your head down on a baseball bat and spin around and run in a different direction.
What's the point? Why?
I don't know if you caught this. The song's called Records.
But why do you have to be the record?
The
first one was Lawn Chair released on an app where somebody has to come and sit in your lap for it to work? Sit in your lap by a hot pool?
You had to continually sit on a whoopee cushion to get the song out.
You had to eat a cold hot dog with a too warm potato salad.
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. And then it also appeared in Fortnite, the video game.
Oh, you know, I mean, that's where I must have heard it.
That's right. I forgot Tawny is a huge Fortnite player.
Yeah.
You're ranked high in the game Fortnite.
Yeah.
And you know a lot about it.
I know a lot about it. I know so much about it. They were like, you can't, you know, it's called Fortnite. You can't be playing it twice a week. You're breaking the rules.
Oh, you're breaking the rules. They almost deleted your account.
Yeah, they tried to scrub all my data, but I knew a backdoor. Anyway,
when I get my data scrubbed.
So dangerous. It's the spinning.
Because you know, so there might be a Weezer fan who has vertigo.
Yeah,
and that'd be a real problem.
Never
wouldn't
left.
It? Yeah, yeah. They got it. Now they're
imagine
like, okay.
Imagine if you fucked up your inner ear and got permanent vertigo because of an app, because of a Weezer release.
I think, and you know, stop me if you think this is, I'm being too wild right now. I think we're good on apps. We don't need any more apps, I think.
You think they've come up with every app that needs coming up?
I think so. I think once we got bring car to me, bring food to me, we're good.
Okay, but what about I don't know if I put my keys somewhere.
That's okay. Yeah, that would be good. That'd be good.
That exists.
In the case of my girlfriend and people with longer hair than mine, did I leave my straightener on?
Oh,
that'd be a good app. Because did we have to recently turn our car around? Sure did.
Yeah. If you kept turning it around, you could have played another Weezer song.
Well, yeah, I was doing donuts to try to hear this thing.
It's a huge disaster. Oh my God, they're so weird. God love them.
They're strange guys, but you know what? Yeah, what can you do? They're my boys.
Nothing. just mine them for content, Matt. That's all you can do.
That's all. And you know what? They're actually, because you know, this podcast isn't weekly like it used to be. It's just sort of now every now and then when they put stuff out, and they're really giving me a run for my money this year.
They're keeping you in silk. They're keeping you in gold-laced silk.
That's right. Yeah. No, they're lining my pockets for sure. I'm getting incredibly wealthy off of this extremely niche podcast. Untold riches, the mind wanders.
Yeah.
What can I even buy? Let's get to this next song here. This one, track number 3 on Seasons Summer, Blue Like Jazz. I gotta say, I like this.
Yep. And what a misdirect from the name to the sound.
Right?
That got my attention right away. This is not what I expected.
I know. I was sort of expecting like, you know, a saxophone.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, or just something kind of meandering. And like, I did not expect a heavy hitting. When's the last a metal ass waltz?
Yeah.
Not since that one Queensryche song that I don't know the name of because I don't know what they say ever. Or the back half of that one Metallica song that I don't know the name of.
Just songs you don't know the names of, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys know what I'm talking about. These waltzing ass, the Metallica one's called like Orion or something.
And yeah.
It's a waltz in part of it, but not the other part. The Queensryche one, I couldn't tell you. I just know it's like in 6/8 time, and it's fucking wild to hear.
I really like this.
I do too. I think this is my favorite one on the EP.
Wow. I think I would agree with you. It has this sort of like, I don't know where I would place this in their discography otherwise, but it has, I don't know. To me, thus far, it feels the most Weezer-y to me in a specific way that I can't really nail down. It goes hard. It goes really, really hard.
Yeah.
I have a little fact here. These are all, by the way, all these facts are from Weezerpedia. So these are sourced by, I guess, Weezer fans or people who are just super interested in doing their homework. I don't. So I just look at what they say. The song's lyrics may be derived from the 2003 book of the same name by author Donald Miller. So there's this book called Blue Like Jazz. And I was reading a little bit about what it's about, and it's a semi-autobiographical work subtitled Non-Religious Thoughts on Christian Spirituality, and it is a collection of essays and personal reflections chronicling the author's growing understanding of the nature of God and Jesus and the need and responsibility for an authentic personal response to that understanding.
Yeah, that came through.
I got that. I mean, I was sort of like, oh, well, when I finished reading it, I was like that little thing right there, I was like, yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Clearly, duh. Yeah,
yeah.
We can tell.
It's like, yeah, okay. But I wonder how much. I certainly will never read this book. I wonder if that to me does seem like something, from what I understand about Rivers a little bit, that he would be interested in reading.
Also, this furthers my opinion that he is just looking around his home at things and naming the songs after them.
Yes, he's doing that sort of like that. He's pulling a Kaiser Soze on the album. He's just sort of
explain
like
that.
Have you seen Usual? Is it called Usual Suspects?
Usual Suspects. Does Kaiser Soze do that? Am I not remembering that?
Yeah. Well, Kaiser Soze is Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah. He's the one who, sorry, spoiler, he killed everybody.
Yeah, he killed everybody. He's sort of like looking around the room and making up details about the thing.
Oh,
and he's
right,
sort of
right,
like,
right.
Oh, I don't remember the details, but he's like, oh, yeah, that plant. Yeah.
Right. Then they see all the things that he saw. Right. I forgot that part. Cue part of the twist.
It's kind of the whole thing.
Wow. I've seen that movie a few times. I don't know what's wrong with me.
And it took the dumb cops all the way to the end of the movie to figure out what was going on.
Yep. I was going to say it was like a Steve Carell in Anchorman. It was just like an I Love Lamp kind of a moment. Like, I love Blue Like Jazz. I love records. I love lounge.
I think we should, in the same way that Kevin Spacey was taken out of that one movie, put Steve Carell as his character from Anchorman in...
As Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, as Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, I'm game.
Somebody Let's get to it. It. Somebody do it. You know what scenes to pick. It'd be really funny. Who wouldn't like that movie more, too? What a performance. Okay. Let's get to track 4 here. This one is called The Opposite of Me.
What if I was to say hell no? I'm not your soldier boy. I'd laugh as your life comes crashing down like the fall of Troy. You left me on a mountainside.
This to me has teen movie vibes.
Yeah. It also has like, ever since you said that 90s, 21st century 90s, I'm hearing it more.
Yeah.
This like the verse was giving me Blink 182. It's all giving me pop punk for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think this one's all right.
This isn't a Julia Stiles like quirky rom-com.
Oh yeah, and it's pivotal.
Yeah.
I don't dislike this one.
Opening montage.
Oh yeah, that's good.
A bunch of kids slamming lockers, and you see flyers for the big dance coming up.
Or here's what I'm thinking. I think maybe it's like the story is like kid at a new school.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't have to be who I was at my other school.
Right.
So it's maybe the motif too. Like it comes back later as like he starts the school year trying to be like, oh, I'm going to like pretend to be like a cool kid. And like, I'm actually like a tough guy at the school now. And he finds out nobody likes this version of him. And so then he learns to just be himself. And then it kind of comes back later.
I like that.
That's my movie.
Let's sell it.
If you want to buy the movie rights, you could have it. But, you know, like for a lot of money, trying to get rich here.
If you want to buy the movie rights, you could have it. Pause.
Yeah.
But for a lot of money.
But for a lot of money? I'm not doing this for free.
No.
Okay. I got a lot of ideas. If anyone wants to buy my ideas, I got some great ones. I was saying that one. I feel like it's right smack dab in the middle of the EP. Not my favorite. Not the worst. I don't know if there's one I would call the worst on this one, but I guess maybe it's this one. I don't know. Not my favorite. But fine.
Same.
Just kind of like, okay.
There's something about it. It was a little too poppy, like especially after that Blue Like Jazz. I was like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to be this up. It was too up.
Simmer down.
Yeah.
Let's relax here, Rivers. What are we doing? Okay, let's get on to track number 5 here. What's the good of being good? Kind of scary sounds to start it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got scared when I heard this marching shit. I was like, no more motif.
Stop it.
No. No more classical conceit.
Here we go. Walking in these hallowed halls.
This one is the first one I felt like I could sing along with this melody as he's singing.
Okay.
Like I felt like it is such a classic Weezer melody line that I'm like, surely he's written this before.
I wonder how, I don't know much about how long a lot of these songs have been in like the cooker, you know? Cause like he writes phrases and puts them in a spreadsheet and then saves them when he needs a specific number of syllables. For,
insanity.
Yeah. This is good. I think, you know, you were talking about the production a little bit earlier and like about how clean their vocals are and stuff, about how clean his vocals are. I think, yes, but also, I think it shares a similar production sound with the album that keeps coming up, Everything Will Be All Right in the End. I think it sounds, it's similar to me in some ways.
Sure.
And maybe just because I like that one and I like this. And so I'm being like, it's like that one that I like.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember, and I haven't listened to that one in a while. I don't remember as much like on the mic vocal intimacy.
No.
You know, like,
yes.
This
He's
album,
getting in there.
All the vocals are like layered unison to the point where you feel a little crazy. I feel like gaslit because I'm like, there's only one person singing at me, right? It's like, yes, there's only one. But imagine if there's six of me in perfect time where you can't really tell that it's a group. So it just feels like the most full present one person can ever be. It's unsettling in a way.
Yeah, that what you've described is a legitimate nightmare. Just like all the same tone, same volume at the same time.
Yeah,
like you
and
can't
just
get
so
that
close to the mic, just right in your ear. Everybody's going to the store. It's a lot. It's stressful.
I think, Tani, hop on the track, sing it with them. I've said this take a bunch. I do think that there are a lot of Weezer songs that would be improved with the female vocalist.
Yeah.
I just think that, I don't know, it'd be a different band, certainly.
It really
maybe less
would
problematic
be.
Lyrics earlier yeah. on, but they're already my favorite band of all time. I think if it was just truly a little different, oh boy, I'd be.
Yeah, it's interesting that he grows in all these ways, except for some real simple ones, like just
yes.
have somebody else sing with you.
He's done it a couple times. Like, I mean, here we go again with Everything Will Be All Right in the End. But Bethany wow. Cosentino from Best,
oh, sure,
Coast
Best
is
Coast.
On a song on that album.
Great.
Haley from Paramore sings with him on their cover of Rainbow Connection, which is great.
Yeah.
But let's it'd be great to have just a diversity of sounds on a Weezer album,
yeah.
and not the other members of the band. Which they've yeah. done.
Come on. Just like some other people. But yeah, I didn't know he worked with Haley, but that makes sense. And I've often thought that about his voice, that it's kind of a Paramore. He was the male Paramore.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And
I know there's dudes in Paramore, but you know what
but
I mean.
I know what you mean. And the difference is Paramore stopped singing one of their songs. And I don't think...
Whoa. Well, he'd have to throw out, he'd have to hardcore throw out three, yeah. a real formative record for a lot of us, which
I know.
I'm fine to throw out.
It's okay. You know, it's, okay. It's you know.
Look.
There are levels. And I know people are going to get mad because everybody gets mad every single goddamn time. And you know what? Grow up. Join the 21st century.
Wait, join the 90s in the 21st century.
Yeah, thank you. Join the, yes. Do that. And shut your dang mouth.
Wow, I don't even know who we're mad at.
I don't even know either. Why don't we get into track 6
mm-hmm.
of this EP and with the truly the most insane title they've ever done.
Yep. It's conceited.
This one's called Cuomoville.
Very conceited.
Insane. Like, I didn't know that you were allowed to do this.
Also, is this in the same key as the last song?
I think so, yeah.
That's always so strange to me. What did I write for this? I just wrote... I just wrote Christmas.
This one is Christmas. It's on the wrong season. Put this in winter.
It feels like a Christmas song.
I sort of get what you mean, yeah. Like, he could easily make these lyrics about presents, ham.
Yep. Caroling.
The North Pole instead of Cuomoville.
Uh-huh.
We don't need to make toys all year.
Exactly. Who are you, me in my history class?
Look, I'm doing it on the fly. No, I'm just like a worse Weird Al.
Oh, now I heard the Roman soldier business.
Him and these Romans. Get over it, my man.
This one might be my least favorite.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this one, then number 4.
Yep.
But yeah, this one, I don't know. It's cute that he named it after himself. But let's relax.
Let's relax.
You don't see, I don't know. I guess there are musicians who have bands where their name is the band and also, like, you know, like Huey Lewis in the News, right?
Sure.
But this isn't Rivers, Cuomo, and Weezer. This is Weezer, baby.
Right. But also, that'd be like me writing a song that's just called Newsomtopia. Everyone would be like, what?
I think you should. What would be a Newsomtopia?
Come on down. There's a broken Ferris wheel, 10 different lunch options.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's a lot of lunch.
And you have to run a company. Like, what is okay, this?
Yeah, it's kind of rough. It's kind of like a long day.
It's a lot. It's a long day. It's hot out, too.
Oh, man. And it's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Hey, could be worse.
Newsomtopia, come on and come into the store. I just imagine most of these are about going to a store.
He this dude loves shopping.
Yeah.
He loves
Rivers
it.
Rivers be shopping.
That's true. And that's part of the 90s, part of this.
I don't even know what I'm ripping anymore. Now I'm so scared that you, because you've been so good about campaigning to get
him or one of them on the show. Now I'm scared they're going to hear this.
No. It's okay. Let's just say I got as, I don't know if I've told you this, I got about as close as I could and heard a no. But you know, the door's never closed. And I would assume they'll never listen to this.
Look, if you guys do, if any of you do and you're hurt by what I've said, just remember, you guys have won. You've made all the money and you've made so many records and made so many people happy. What the fuck have I done?
I would imagine
I'm on
Weezer.
A podcast doing bits about things you've actually made.
Yeah. And, you know, we had that. Well, Tawny, we had that great Sugar Run earlier. That was really good.
That's true. We are
and
artists.
I would assume that of all bands, Weezer certainly knows that not everything they do is like
be all right in the end.
That's here. Yes. I got a question for you, Tawny, before we get into this next song.
Hit me.
You think you're ever gonna untangle those headphones? You've been working on those. They're tangled. I think you just get a new pair. They're a lost cause. If I was doing it for that long, I'd have thrown them in the trash.
Wait. Oh my God, I'm crying. What you gotta tell the people though is that I have tangled and retangled and untangled them like three times.
Yeah, sort of like it's like your version of a Rubik's Cube. You've done this. You've solved it, you've tangled it back up, you've solved it again.
I just keep doing it. It's just a nervous tick. I lost my AirPods for the second time, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't spend close to $1,000 on headphones just to lose them.
No, you got it. You got to do what you got to do. And I didn't mean to put you on blast. I just thought it'd
that
be
is
really
so funny. It really was, and it really got me. And look,
She did it. This is amazing. This is huge. This is like, I mean, yeah, Tawny, give yourself a round of applause. I certainly won't clap, but that's great.
And now I'm going to throw them so I don't retangle them.
No, I think if it's making you comfortable, please go. Like,
I'm
please
so
do it.
Scared right now. No. I need a comfort blanket.
The good news is we're about to hear the final song on the EP. Are you ready to hear the track number 7?
Yep.
Let's do it. This song, aptly, is called Thank You and Goodnight. Ooh.
Love the way it starts.
Yes. This to me is quintessential Weezer.
Yep. I want though, and I know they can't do this all the time because it'll get old, but, like, I crave when the chord changes stay minor-y, mm-hmm. and whenever he bounces back into, like, major to, like, and, like, wraps up the phrase a little bit, it's just too cute, and I want it to stay minor-y and, like, Metallica-y and grungy and weird, you know?
Yeah, definitely. If they know what they're doing, they close every, tour with, this song. It's perfect. They're going to start building in songs. How's everybody doing tonight? That'll be the next song.
Yep.
We love Blank City. That'll be in there.
Yep. I love these halftime moments where you can just picture the whole crowd doing a little light headbang.
Oh, yeah. It's just it'd be great to hear this live, I think. They're just, I don't know.
I did, though, right? Because it's changing right now, and I feel like this song does change approximately 16 more times.
Oh yeah, this song is all over the place.
So I just wrote, oh no, Bohemian Rhapsody. Where I was like, I was enjoying it, I just want to savor it a little longer, and then it shifts, you know.
The thing that I will say about the changes is that, at least for my money, they change to different Weezers.
Yes.
It's never they're never really stepping out of their bag. They're always okay, you know how we do this kind of thing?
Yeah.
The song's a little different now, and this is we do this other kind of thing too.
Yep.
And it's sort of like a Weezer medley, sort of.
Yeah, they're going, remember, we also wear this hat.
Yes, we don't just do covers of songs that don't need to be covered anymore.
Right.
Tani, that was the end of the EP. What do we think of this thing? How do we feel about Seasons Summer?
I think it's a solid Weezer outing. I have a disagreement about some of the songs. I think they're in the wrong season. Uh-huh. But
yeah, one of them's Christmas.
One of them's Christmas. One of them's just a dry time. I don't know. Like they don't all scream summer to me. I think the Vivaldi of it all. You know, yeah. So, you know, and I can't always track Weezer's, like, I can't always track Rivers' inspirations for certain things, but, you know, there's a lot about it I really like. I really dig that blue, like, jazz number.
Mm-hmm. Really great.
Yeah. And, man, they have all the money and time and access in the world. They can just make exactly whatever the fuck they want, and that comes through.
Well, and the funny thing about this this project is that they sort of, like, announced it and, like, didn't clear it with... like their label until after they told everybody about it.
I mean, which is I respect that.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, we're doing this and it's going to come out on these days at Crush or whatever, like just so you know.
Yeah, I kind of love that.
Hey, the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. I love listening to Weezer. I love talking about Weezer with my pals. I love recording the show when they put stuff out. So keep them coming, please. More, you know, I'm a sick pig and I'm hungry.
Feed this sick pig. Don't give him medicine.
Don't give me medicine. Give me a nice meal.
That's what you need to do with a sick pig.
They're hungry. That's all they need. Tani, thank you so much for being here and taking time to talk with me today. Is there anything you'd like to plug before we get out of here?
You know, people know where to find me. I'm around. Star Trek Lower Decks Season 3 is coming out this summer.
Hell yeah.
Physical Season 2 on Apple. I'm in some of that.
Oh, all over the place.
Just look around.
And I would say go check out the Suboptimal Bundle. You're going to get some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Just Google that. You'll know what it means.
Matt came in there. Yeah, Suboptimal Pods. That's good, actually. Yes. I should plug that. That's where Andrew T. and I, we host Yo, Is This Racist? But then the suboptimalpods.com is our subscription site where you can listen to all kinds of non-racism things. Fun shows. Fun casual pods like the white people get to do. So
yes.
Come hang out with us there.
Yes. And if I'm guessing who's listening to my show, there might be something there you might like.
Yeah, come on. You might like something in there. You might like some of our guest host friends. Come on.
Yeah, go for it. Have a blast there. For me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Matt Apodaca. And you can follow the show's accounts on there. They don't post anything ever. You can follow them if you want.
You follow them in case they do something. Let me know because that would...
Yeah, if they actually do post something, like, let me know, because I'm like, who's posting then?
Yeah,
but
security
check them out. It's WWTHTA Weezer Pod. Terrible. It's a terrible handle.
I thought you were giving a website.
No, yeah, you think. It's that long. Freaking sucks. And
wait,
I came up with it.
You started with WW.
Yeah. It's, what? Yeah.
Okay.
What's with these homies talking about Weezer Pod? I should have just done
sense.
Weezer Pod.
Look, it all works. What happens if they go to www.weezerpod.com?
Good question. Let's see. Www.
You need to snatch that up right the fuck now.
Site can't be reached. I guess I better get Danica Patrick on the horn and
call Danica and get and buy that shit.
GoDaddy going here. Okay, so this was an
this
absolute blast. Thank you so. No, we did it. This is good. We did it. Thank you, Tani. I really appreciate it. And guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.